Hey there, welcome to the deep dive.
It's wise to be cautious.
Okay, let's unpack this.
It certainly catches the eye.
You're right, compounding.
Imagine you throw a snowball down a hill.
Okay, so potential for a bigger snowball.
Exactly.
Like stepping into a financial hurricane.
And speaking of preparation,
that's where I think a lot of people new to crypto might feel a bit overwhelmed.
A key thing to look for is whether Goblin's Cash has undergone a security audit from a reputable firm.
So it's like having a security consultant give their stamp of approval.
You're thinking like a true deep diver now.
So we're talking about the Goblin's Cash ecosystem.
Yeah, it's like...
What should we be looking for?
It's like assessing the health of a forest before you decide to plant a tree. You wouldn't want to plant in a forest that's dying right. We need to assess if the Goblin's Cash ecosystem is thriving or if it's just a bunch of pretty promises.
So how do we separate the thriving forests from the empty promises in the crypto world?
Well, a few things I always look for are an active development community, a clear roadmap for the future, and a passionate user base.
Okay.
Are they actively building and innovating? Do they have a solid plan for the future of Goblin's Cash?
It's like checking to see if the goblins are tending to their garden.
Right.
Are they cultivating something real, or is it all just smoke and mirrors? Where do we even start with this kind of research?
That's a great question. And fortunately, the crypto community is built on transparency.
Okay.
Start with their website and dive into their white paper. It should outline their goals and plans for the future. Look for evidence of ongoing development. Are they regularly updating their platform, adding new features, or fixing bugs?
And I imagine a lively community can be a good indicator of a healthy ecosystem, right?
Mm-hmm.
A place where users can share ideas, ask questions, maybe even swap some goblin stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Look for Goblin's Cash communities on platforms like Reddit, Telegram, or Discord.
Yeah.
These are often treasure troves of information where you can gauge the community sentiment and get a feel for the project's strengths and weaknesses.
It's like listening to the whispers of the forest, getting a sense of the energy and direction things are heading in.
Exactly.
But the crypto space is notorious for well being a bit of a roller coaster.
It can be, yeah.
How do we stay on top of things and make sure we're not caught off guard?
That's a really good point. You need to stay informed.
Yeah.
The crypto world changes fast, and news can significantly impact token prices.
Right.
Newsletters, podcasts like this one, and crypto news aggregators are your friends here.
So much information, so little time. Any tips for someone who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed by the information stream?
It can feel like drinking from a fire hose sometimes. Focus on the essentials.
Okay.
Set up news alerts for both GOB and WBCH.
Okay.
That way you'll get notified of any major developments or price movements that could impact your staking decision.
Okay, so we've got a handle on assessing the risks of GOB staking, and we're learning how to research the project and its ecosystem.
Mm.
But how does this specific opportunity fit into a broader crypto strategy? It's not like you put all your money on one hand at blackjack, right?
Right. We need to talk diversification.
Diversification. So we're talking about not putting all our crypto eggs in one basket, even if that basket promises shiny WBCH rewards.
Exactly. GOB staking might seem appealing, but it's crucial to consider it as one piece of a larger investment strategy.
Okay.
Think of it like building a balanced meal.
Okay.
You wouldn't just eat one type of food no matter how delicious it seems, would you?
Definitely not.
Especially
if those foods are as unpredictable as, well, goblins. So how do we go about building that balanced crypto meal, so to speak? What are some things to keep in mind?
Well, it all starts with understanding your risk tolerance.
Right.
How comfortable are you with the potential for fluctuations in your investments?
Okay.
GOB, as we've discussed, can be quite volatile.
Yeah.
Are you willing to stomach potential drops in its value while staking for those WBCH rewards?
It's about finding that balance between risk and potential reward, right? Playing it too safe might mean missing out on some gains, but being too risky could lead to, well, let's just say some unpleasant surprises.
Exactly. And that's where exploring other yield-generating opportunities within the DeFi space comes in.
Okay.
You mentioned not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
Well, DeFi is like a farmer's market with a variety of baskets offering different yields and risks.
Okay, so walk us through this DeFi farmer's market. What other baskets should we be peeking into?
Sure. One option is lending platforms.
Okay.
They let you lend out your crypto to borrowers in exchange for interest payments. It's generally considered less risky than staking, but might also offer lower returns. You could also explore decentralized exchanges that offer liquidity provider rewards for providing your assets to trading pools.
So more options, each with its own risk and reward profile. It sounds like research and due diligence are essential before making any decisions.
Absolutely. Just like you wouldn't invest in a company without understanding its business model and financials, the same principle applies in the crypto space. Take your time, do your research, and never hesitate to seek guidance from reputable sources.
Excellent advice. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the ins and outs of Goblin's cash staking to the importance of diversification and exploring the broader DeFi landscape. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners as they embark on their own crypto adventures?
Just remember, knowledge is your greatest asset in the world of crypto. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Wise words to live by. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. As you continue exploring Goblin's Cash and the world of crypto staking, ask yourself, if GOB's price were to double tomorrow, would that change your decision? Would you feel more or less confident about your investment? This thought experiment can offer valuable insights into your risk tolerance and investment strategy.
And as always, remember that past performance is not indicative of future results. The crypto market is constantly evolving, so staying informed and adaptable is key to navigating its exciting and sometimes unpredictable terrain.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time, happy exploring.